from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Wherever you are, welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Delivered to you, doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
Via the listener app, I hope.
Mm. Yes. Hopefully you've had a notification set up too, so you know when this is going to drop.
It drops. Drops about mid-morning, doesn't it, Matt?
Yeah.
About 10 o'clock. And if you're a part of the listener app, which is taking the world by storm in other news,
yeah,
I mean, you just get a notification. You've created your own listening experience that includes us and whoever. Maybe it's the Howie Games.
Could be that as well. There's so much content on there.
Very good. If you haven't, do yourself a favour. William?
Yes.
Anything to contribute?
This is from Cleet.
Cleet! Get in touch with the Smarty Shergold Show on Insta. That's how you can do this.
I think that's Cleet.
I know him. That's Cleet.
That was one of the guys that charged the capital, wasn't
Cleet
it?
Yeah. Keller.
Cleet Keller.
Olympic gold medalist swimmer.
And it was him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's Cleet.
But this isn't the same Cleet.
Different Cleet.
Different Cleet. Not as much fun now.
Spelt differently.
How's this guy spelled Cleet?
With a C.
How did Cleet
C-L-E-A-T.
Was Cleet not with a C?
No, the other guy
it's
was K.
It's a very tricky word to say quickly.
Cleet. Cleet. What word are you thinking of? Click?
Yeah.
Click. Sheet?
That's the one.
Cleet. I think that's Cleet.
He goes, Martin, Troy Boy, copy, paste, Washington, that's DC.
Oh, oh, right.
Excellent.
Alex the News Hound and My GA, that's Matt being IGA.
Yeah. That's Matt owning his own IGA. Very,
you spoke
very
last week about the town of Cloncurry in northwest Queensland, where they are shooting the new series of Survivor. Mm. I actually have a What Are the Chances story involving Cloncurry. What are the chances? Here's a What Are the Chances story about Cloncurry.
This is a very strong start.
My first job out of uni was in Cloncurry, so I moved from southeast Queensland to Cloncurry. Jeez, he used the word Cloncurry a lot.
He loves the word Cloncurry.
A small town of 1,200 people in the middle of absolutely nowhere. A few weeks after I started, my parents were travelling through New South Wales and stopped in a small town of less than 1,000 people at the foothills of the Snowy Mountains called Tumbarumba.
I know Tumbarumba.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Canberra. It's not that far from there.
Tub thumping.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
My mum and dad sit down at a coffee shop and start making conversation with another couple. Somehow the conversation leads to Cloncurry, and the other couple say to my parents, we have a daughter who lives there. Minnie, what are the chances? My mum rings me straight away to ask if I know the daughter, a town of 1,200 people, some 4,000 kilometres away, is still a long shot. Now, here's the big What Are the Chances moment. Not only did I know her, but I was literally standing next to her when the phone rang, and turns out she and I were living in the same duplex.
Wow.
Cleet.
Good on you, Cleet. That's Cleet. What are the chances?
That is an amazing What Are the Chances.
And she's standing next to him when his mum rings and says, do you know Suze from Tumbawamba?
Yeah, of course I do. Oh, it's Suze.
I'll put her on.
You wouldn't believe
I'll
it.
I'll put her on. Hey, it's Suze. Mum, I could put her on.
Matt, do you sign off on that one? Tennis?
It's all right.
You prefer it if it turned out that she played tennis with him at school.
A bit shorter and sharper would be nice.
Oh, wow.
Come on,
well, it's hard not to agree with that. us time hounds.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shergold Show. Here it is from Triple M.
Marty Shergold, now on Triple M.
Morning. How you going, Marty?
I've never been better, Troy, and I believe I had a win on. Have you been paying attention last night?
Yes, woo-hoo. I missed it because I was asleep, but I heard that as well.
Yes.
Well done. Congrats to you.
Yes.
Is that the first win you've had for a while?
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
Traditionally. Traditionally, I don't know and I don't win. So that was good.
We'll
How is everyone?
It. Yeah, good.
Yes. Good sleeps?
Yes.
Matthew?
Yeah, really good.
Did you have your 6-hour nap and then sleep?
It was a 3-hour nap, but yes.
I don't understand.
It's a strange sleeping pattern, doesn't it?
I don't understand the way you live your life.
No. I explained this to you yesterday. It makes total sense.
No, it makes no sense because all the experts say that if you're sleeping for that amount of time, it's too long.
I've never felt better in my life.
Two sleeps a day.
We'll see about that when you're at home isolating. You'll find a tier one site. That's what you're great at.
You've just missed a couple.
He's pretty good at that.
He's a freak for finding a tier one site.
Oh, I missed them, though, by a day.
Not that one time.
Yeah, there was once you didn't miss it.
Yeah. Yes.
How are you, Loz?
I'm good.
What's
I had a good sleep.
Did you?
Yeah, but I had two very scary dreams.
Are we having? Are we about?
No,
to
we're
have
not going
to
have a dream check.
Check.
I already bored Will and Matt with it.
Was I in either of them?
You were all in the first one.
Ooh, oh, well, you have to tell us now. What happened?
This one isn't scary, but at the time it was very scary. I left a bag on a plane and I was running around like, my bag's on the plane. And then Troy goes, linen, linen, linen. Like
of
linen
course
lovers.
Troy did. He's a linen lover from way back.
Yeah, you got me in the linen club.
Talk about that off air. Yeah. How are you, Alex?
I'm good, thanks. No bad dreams or bad vibes from me.
Really?
Yeah.
Big weather day for you.
Isn't it? It's all happening. How fun.
Exciting.
Possible snow in the Dandies, eh?
Great for Matt's 5-hour nap.
Yeah. Perfect napping weather.
Good lockdown weather.
What about you, Will? Anything you need to tell us?
Not publicly.
More to come on that story. More to come on that story.
Watch this space.
DC, how are your fingers?
Look at them this morning.
Very good today. Beautiful fingers.
Coming in hot this morning, isn't it?
He was ready.
Oh, yeah.
Top six at six.
One of the better ones.
Yeah. I agree.
Got it, then.
Who are you, by the way? Oh, it's Will. You're still here.
We'll
see about that. News to come.
Watch this space.
Yes. Destination. Home time. Top six and six. Just the bon mots. Little suggestions of things that can keep you moving through the day. If you find yourself at the water cooler, which obviously you're not going to.
No, well, not today.
But even if you're just in the backyard today.
Maybe you have a water cooler at home.
Actually, today's weather's supposed to be awful.
Yeah, it's horrible. Stay at home, stay under the doona.
I love that.
Work from bed.
Work from bed.
Do your Zoom calls from the bedroom.
Oh. Coming in at number one, players and clubs call out trolls as racism rears its ugly head once again.
Yeah, Brad Hill and Matt Parker over the weekend were the subjects of some racist trolling attack, which is gross.
Isn't it unbelievable?
That's still happening?
Yeah.
What? It's still a thing?
Come on, guys.
It's just... people are so full of hate.
I know.
They?
Yeah.
They're so angry.
Yes.
Their own shithouse lives.
Mm.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely it is.
It's not really an issue of racism. That's just bigotry and ignorance. It comes out because people are desperately unhappy in their own terrible, awful, tiny lives.
Looking to vent, you're suggesting.
Oh, tell you what. You know who you are, and I'm talking to you.
Will.
What the hell? What have I done?
I beg your pardon.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Two US gymnasts test positive for COVID at Olympics.
Okay. Come on.
Let's just assume that one's in the top six every day.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're going to have for the next 2 weeks.
Just copy and paste that one.
Just a million athletes testing positive to COVID in Tokyo. Number three, Twisters Australian basketball star Liz Cambage is officially investigated by the sport's ruling body over a code of conduct breach after allegations she got into a fight in Vegas before quitting the Olympics.
I heard that the other day.
Bit more going on there.
Mm.
Suggestion was maybe she jumped. She jumped before she was pushed out of.
I see.
Out of the team.
She said, "I'm not going to the Olympics," when in actual fact she was never going to the Olympics.
Mm. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. She's played the mental health card, which means none of us are allowed to talk about it anymore. Because you know you don't want to cross into that territory if indeed she is unwell. But it sometimes worries me when people immediately call mental health. Number four, veteran actress and prisoner star Mary Ward dies peacefully, aged 106.
Good innings.
Sad, but yeah, great age.
She was mum in Prisoner.
I remember her.
I remember her too. What a beautiful woman. She made it to 106.
Well done.
She thought she was only 82. God love her.
Still living in the 90s in her head.
She's still in Prisoner. Obviously, just having a bit of fun. Number five, retired AFL star Chris Judd's reportedly considering running for office in Victoria after he was spotted at Parliament House in Melbourne earlier this week.
Really? Why would you?
Yeah, why would you want that?
Politics.
How's he going to have Judd Cheller if he's in politics?
Well, Beck's a big Dan hater, isn't she?
She's put a few things online.
She's run with the dictator tag.
Yeah.
Has she?
Oh, right.
On her gram?
Yeah, jury's out for me and the Judds.
Well, I'm a Carlton fan, so Chris Judd is king.
Oh.
But, you know.
You don't think of him as a West Coast guy?
No. He won a Brownlow with us when we were Wooden Spooners.
Did he win a flag with you guys?
No. Of course not.
I wonder what he thinks of himself as. Probably where he won the flag.
I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it?
I don't know
what he'd consider. He was captain of both.
Yeah. Can you find out how many games he did for each?
Yeah.
Number six, Pierce Brosnan reveals he's set to exhibit his paintings after selling his portrait of Bob Dylan for $1.1 million. That's a very good painting.
It's very good.
Isn't it? He did that.
Yeah, he did that.
I've got a picture of it in front of us. That's pretty impressive.
And what are we calling that sort of style?
Is that no?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
It's got a bit of a Picasso-y feel to it.
It does.
Gee, that's very good from Pierce.
£1.1 million, so about $2 million.
Yeah. That's a lot. How'd you go with Juddy?
He played 9 more games for Carlton than West Coast.
So he's a Carlton guy.
What is happening in sport? The wide world of Will. Here he is.
Marty Troy.
Here he is.
Marty and team.
For how much longer, we don't know.
Let's find out.
But let's take it day by day with you.
Yes.
TBC.
Wait for the text. Just one game after returning from a long-term shoulder injury, a plate of chili scrambled eggs and an oat latte has seen Josh Dunkley out for the next game.
What's happened? He went to a cafe, did he?
Popped into a cafe in Kew that was listed as a tier one exposure site. I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's probably on the list.
Yeah, it'd be on the list.
Yeah. Q's
it's quite a long list.
I don't want to slam
Don't worry about the cafe.
Oh, true.
So Dunkley must quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, God.
He's now one of a few players.
Well, we talked about a bloke yesterday who has to do it as well.
Well, Toby Green is the most high profile. He's stuck in a hotel room in Queensland trying to get him an exercise bike and keep his season on track.
Yeah, you'd lose a fair bit of form, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
A fair bit of fitness.
To make matters worse for the Bulldogs, the top spot clash between Melbourne and the Dogs has been brought forward from round 20 to round 19 this coming round.
Yeah.
That's one of three games that got moved forward, including Brisbane Gold Coast, which will now be this Saturday, and Adelaide hosting Hawthorn later that day.
So they're starting to muck around with the fixture now.
They're really mucking around because they need to get every team playing each other once, which still hasn't happened yet.
Right.
There's a whole series of games that
need
would
to
mean
happen.
The fixture was unfair if we don't get them away. Geelong's home grand final rematch against Richmond will remain at the MCG. The AFL knocked back their request to move it down to GMHBA.
I wonder why.
Because, I don't know, probably logistics.
But you just throwing a group of players on a bus.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have to throw Geelong guys on the bus and come to Melbourne or throw Richmond guys on a bus and go to Geelong.
Yeah.
If it's their home game, why can't they play it down there?
I agree. I think Geelong often gets stiffed in that area, so.
Oh, well, that's Geelong for you. Don't live there if you want to carry on like a goose.
Olympics. Now, the Olympics begin on Friday night.
Yes. Friday night. This is ludicrous.
How far did we get to watch on at like 8:30 Friday night the opening ceremony?
We've got nowhere to be.
Yeah.
Matthew, did we end up
really
organising
excited.
Someone to talk to over there?
We will start some discussion.
Friday night.
What happened to our mate?
Up on me like everyone else.
Yeah. No, but what happened to our mate we were talking about in the office yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that person.
Real off-air chat.
Yeah, we'll continue to reach out.
So, I'm excited to watch the opening ceremony.
Yeah, the opening ceremony is always fun.
Opening ceremonies are my favourite.
Japanese
thing.
Tokyo's going to do a really good
job
of this.
I wonder who's calling the ceremony because it used to be Joe Griggs and Bruce.
Bruce will be doing it.
Bruce will do it.
Yeah. Where's Joe?
I assume Joe will be doing it too. I can't.
I hope so. Yeah. Is Joe still on the books at 7?
I saw her doing some Olympic interviews before the footy coverage the other night. So
good.
I imagine she's
involved. Still there. One lovely woman, Joe Griggs.
A Czech beach volleyball player became the fourth case and third infected athlete in the Olympic Village. So that follows the tests of two South African footballers and a video analysis. Coco Gauff, the American teen tennis star, is also going to miss after she tested positive. So the tennis has already been smashed with a lot of cases and a lot of withdrawals. So Federer, Nadal, Serena, Azarenka, they're all not playing, which means that Ashley Barty might have a really good chance.
She would have had a good chance anyway.
Yeah, being world number one.
You've got to beat Ash to win the gold, I would have thought.
Exactly. So that's one of our better Olympic chances. A foul odour has been reported at the swimming venue for triathletes.
I apologise for that. It was an honest mistake.
The goat curry.
Code brown. I'd had a heavy night, Guinness and a goat curry. I was in the shallow end. I thought I could fart.
And no one would notice.
Dangerous E. coli bacteria discovered in Tokyo Bay.
I apologise.
Thank you for the apology. Local residents complained the bay smells like a toilet. So,
where you were on the weekend, Marty? Went up there.
I was pooing in the Tokyo Bay for the weekend.
And many news outlets in recent days have pointed to the cardboard beds in the Olympic Athletes' Village designed to be anti-sex, but that has since been debunked. So an Irish gymnast, Rhys McClanahan, posted this video to social media. It's had millions of views, and here he is jumping on the bed.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake. Fake news.
Fake news. How uncomfortable.
Fake news.
But that's good news.
Well, you can't just hop, go to work on the floor. I mean, you need the bed. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to have a bed to have sex. I've had sex in heaps of places.
Get creative.
I wake up with Marty.
6:36. If you'd like to be a part of this, make sure you send us your details. Register martysheegoldshow.com.au. If your phone rings about this time of the morning, answer it within four rings. I wake up with Marty, and you're a winner.
You win the decanter and glasses with a bottle of the Starwood whiskey.
Right.
Have they sent us the Starwood whiskey yet?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's a bit disappointing.
I'm going to buy some for the weekend, though.
Yeah, nice.
Definitely.
Give me some feedback.
I will.
Yeah. Yesterday we rang Broderick and he didn't answer.
He did answer. He was very underwhelming.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
He was like, hello. I'm like, Broderick.
Bummer, he said.
Yeah. And I don't think he understands how stupid his name is either in other news.
It wasn't his choice.
It's got a real black adder feel to it. Broderick. Captain Darling, we'll see you now.
I'm sure he likes it.
No, I don't reckon he does. What do you shorten Broderick to? Bro.
Brody?
Brody. Brody, the worst of all men's names.
What's wrong with Brody?
Brody.
Great Brody.
Get inside.
It's a great name.
It's very, like, 90s, early 2000s name.
Yeah, I think it's a good name.
Yeah. Do you really think it's a good name?
I do.
Or are you just providing balance?
I have a nephew called Brody.
Well, he's a good kid. He's a good kid.
His name.
Who we got today, Troy?
Crystal in Officer.
Crystal?
Come on, Crystal. Let's do it. Well, first one there.
It's not a crystal decanter. It's almost perspex.
That's the first one.
We cannot give this away.
No.
We'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, we will.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
How's this for a crazy job? Sneaker sniffer. And there's a photo of a woman with her schnoz fair inside a sneaker. And the guy behind her seems to be clearing his airways with oxygen so that he can get back in and sniff hard.
What a bizarre job,
isn't it? They're being used by Australia's most visited shopping site to authenticate high-end runners. Maybe it's a glue thing where you can detect that it's not been put together the way it should.
You got to make sure that they're the real deal. Those sneakers we're talking about yesterday. Shop at Chadston, you know, $700 or $800.
What was that site you were on yesterday?
I think it's called Sneaker Boy.
Yeah, Sneaker Boy.
Yeah.
And some of the sneakers were $1,000 a pair.
Unbelievable.
A pair of sneakers.
Collectibles for people.
Mate, sneakers. I did the milk run in KT26s. I never had a better sneaker. You could buy them at Kmart for about $8.
You look great in a Dunlop volley as well.
Volleys? That's what we grew up in.
It did. Mm.
Guys are paying $1,000 for a pair of sneakers. What's a pair of Yeezys cost you these days?
Yeezys?
That'd be a sneaker, $1,000,
wouldn't
they? Nah.
I often see people
not that much
lining up at like Nike stores.
Yes, on Chapel Street. Yes, happens all the time.
It's like a line of chairs.
And there's chairs there. Yeah, it was the last week.
Those really ugly ones that look like a piece of coral are about $600.
For the Yeezys.
Yeah. They're so ugly.
They're like a Croc sneaker.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you're getting the real deal, which is what.
Yes.
Which is why they're sniffing them.
Yeah.
eBay's opened an authentication centre in Sydney where expensive sneakers like Yeezys and Jordans will be verified.
Your brain actually glitched.
Control alt delete.
I felt like Adam Sandler in Glitched.
No.
Glitched?
Switch.
Click?
Click.
Clicked. Did you mean to say that? And that was another glitch?
I just went for it. The authentication process includes checking packaging, stitching materials, and sniffing the runners.
Mm.
Jasmine Hibuchi, who's the lead authenticator at SneakerCon, said, "Everyone knows the brand new smell. What's behind that is a mix of manufactured leather, suede, plastic, rubber, and glue. Counterfeiters will often focus on visuals and cut corners on other areas by using cheaper materials."
Ah, right.
And a quick sniffle. Get you to the bottom of that.
Get your schnoz in there.
Get it right in there.
Get a really good sniff.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
A friend of the show, Tim McDonald, is debuting with a new show on the telly tonight.
He is. Tim and Melanie Bracewell, who people will be familiar with from Have You Been Paying Attention,
yeah,
they've got a new show on tonight called The Cheap Seats. It's premiering at 9 o'clock on Channel 10 and 10 Play On Demand. It looks like a bit of fun. It's being described as major news stories, not so major news stories, stories involving cats, entertainment, sport, and viral videos. It's a reader's digest of world events for a generation who simply don't want to read.
Check it out tonight.
Check it out tonight. It starts, good luck with it.
Yeah, 9 o'clock on 10.
Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of history
on this day.
July the 20th today.
Today?
Yeah.
Is International Chess Day. Good lockdown activity.
I was gonna say, there's something to do at home.
If you're into chess, I'm not into chess.
I haven't played for a long time.
I actually played chess over the break.
I find chess a little bit boring.
Yeah, and it's one of those games I have a vague idea of how to play, but I can't be thinking steps ahead.
I've never been a big board gamey person.
Oh, I am.
You love Monopoly, you were saying the other day.
Nah, it goes forever. Kids aren't old enough to beat them and enjoy it yet.
Yeah.
I think you Monopoly... have to let them win.
No way, mate. Monopoly. You don't teach anything by letting them win.
Monopoly's pretty average, I think.
Oh,
I think it's overrated.
We had a great game of Monopoly over the break too. It was really fun. We wouldn't play it all the time.
Yeah. Monopoly overrated is a big call.
I just think if you buy enough property in your first lap of the board.
Yeah. It's only fun if you get Mayfair or Park Lane.
Yeah. That is
which I didn't get, and I...
When you're selling hotels back
on Kent
to the
Street.
Bank, going down to like two houses on property.
Yeah.
About 40 minutes in, you can just see where it's going to...
What's your favourite board game of all time?
I really like Articulate.
Oh, I love Articulate.
Yeah. I've never even heard of it.
We're very good at Articulate, Will.
Do you know Articulate? No. Matthew?
No. We'll bring it in and we'll have a game on air.
Oh, there you go.
Does it take hours?
No.
I hate committing to long board games.
Settlers
of
Catan.
I don't even like sitting down for dinner, let alone playing.
Getting a nod from Matt for Catan.
I've heard that.
Catan, it's just about the biggest board game in the world, Catan.
No, I've never heard of it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Probably because I'm an adult.
Yeah.
you've been working.
Yeah.
You hate board games.
Yeah. So both of those things preclude me from knowing about Catan.
And a short attention span.
Oh, totally. Like a rat. 1969, Apollo 11 lunar module carrying Neil, Buzz, and the other bloke.
No.
Just Neil and Buzz lands on the surface of the moon. Aldrin and Armstrong walk on the moon 7 hours later, and Michael Collins remains in orbit in the lunar module.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Well, Michael had to make sure there was...
You know, someone driving the ship
to get home.
Imagine if it floated away and they were stuck on the
just
moon.
Left there.
Well, the big question is, did it even happen?
Or was it a desert in the USA?
Or was it filmed on site at Fox Studios?
In New Mexico.
I mean, did it happen?
It happened.
I don't know if you're serious.
I don't believe that conspiracy theory.
The main takeout is we beat the Russians.
That's it.
You know?
We?
Yeah.
Yeah, we.
The West.
We. Bloody Russians. 1983, Duran Duran headline a charity concert at Dominion Theatre in London, attended by Charles and Diana. At the event, they met Diana, who's proclaimed them her favourite band. They were massive.
They were good,
weren't they?
Big in the 80s.
Massive. 1992, Bananas in Pyjamas premieres on Australian television. 92.
Yeah.
You would have been watching this last, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. That was when there was actual people in suits. Yeah. It's not this, like, cartoon now.
Oh, they don't do the people in the suits anymore.
It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's animated.
It's a show.
The teddies and the rat.
Amy, Morgan and Lulu with the
well
teddies.
Well done.
Yep.
Were you a Bananas in Pyjamas?
Huge Bananas band. Of course
were
you were.
You? I'm not surprised by that.
Me neither.
We are B1 and B2 a little bit.
Absolutely are.
The same person. It's terrifying.
Matthew. Hey, when you get your Aldi, you'll sell bananas, yeah?
Of course.
Hey. What kind?
Why?
Lady fingers for you, I'd imagine. 2007 Hairspray is released in cinemas.
It's time to wrap this mother up. Oh, you can't stop today. As it comes speeding down.
I've never seen Hairspray.
The girls would love it.
All right.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
I'll do that.
John Travolta.
Yeah, as a woman.
But that's it's funny. Not entirely surprising.
That's how they've always played that role.
So you're saying John's playing a woman, yeah?
Yeah.
Does she have a relationship in the movie with a man?
Yeah, she's married.
Oh wow.
Classic John. To who?
Why can't I think of his name?
Huh? The actor's name?
Is it
the really famous
Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. He's really good in it too, actually.
Wolf Mother lead singer Andrew Stockdale. Turning 45 today. Not getting any younger.
Happy birthday.
And Bruce Lee passed away on this day in 1973.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash.
Oh, Bruce, wind it up.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
From there is trouble in every day. My heart is pumping. And this is Troy Ogrefwill.
Oh, I love Troy.
This is a great game.
This is your idea, Loz. No, whose was it?
I think it was my idea.
I think it was yours.
Of course. And we were sitting in the office, and then what we realised about you and Will is that you have an unbelievable knowledge of geography.
It's okay. I don't think it's unbelievable.
No,
it's
unbelievable.
It's phenomenal.
You're like those little kids that go on Ellen and can reel off all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Will's beautifully said. Yeah. We're pretty even.
And Loza said this should be a game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Lauren's right again.
And Troy Ogrefwill, it's
good
the best
name
of a game.
We've only played it once before, and I think
it was a tie.
It was a tie, that's right.
Run us through how it works, Loz.
You each get a turn with the timer.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds on the clock. I say a country. You give me the capital city. Person with the most answers wins.
Right.
It's the same countries.
Yeah.
Today, Troy is going to leave the room first.
Yeah. Off you go, Troy.
Okay. Oh, Maddie's going to step
in. He's going to go into a soundproof booth.
Matthew, the soon-to-be owner of several supermarkets, mainly Moolworths.
Yeah, headphones so loud, Troy.
No,
because
you've
taken over master control.
Sorry.
Do you play beds or anything in this?
Yeah, I've got a timer.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we need the timer. That's
all right.
My heart is pumping for love.
Yeah, I know it is.
God.
I can see it pumping.
I'm so nervous.
You could be okay.
No.
Loza is quiz master. I am scorer. Yeah. You have 30 seconds on the clock. Your time will begin at the completion of the first question.
First country.
Are you monitoring the 30 seconds?
Yeah, I've got a countdown here.
Yeah, so you know what's going on.
Yeah, do you want like a 10-second fingers?
No, don't give him any fingers.
We're not going to tell you what you get correct and
what
you get wrong.
Were you here last time we played?
Yeah, because we don't have time for
we
that.
We just power through.
Power through. It's like the chase.
Do I debrief with Will after his go?
No. We find out at the very end.
So I don't even go, you said this and you said this.
Oh, you can be back. It was an interesting answer.
Okay.
But you don't say
I don't say his score.
Okay. Are you
can
ready
we just take a moment to look at Troy staring and it's in the other studio?
he looks so cute and handsome.
No,
don't come in.
Don't come in.
Sorry, I should never have waved. That confused
you. That was my fault.
Because, of course, he would think by now we've done it.
Oh, we haven't even started.
No,
it's been 2.5 minutes.
Well, don't you get worried about the clock,
it would be boring. Oh.
Let's just go. Let's go.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Ready?
It starts.
Yes, we know.
Okay. Iran.
Tehran.
El Salvador.
San Salvador.
Latvia.
Riga.
Cambodia.
Phnom Penh.
Papua New Guinea.
Port Moresby.
Kenya.
Nairobi.
Jamaica.
Kingston.
South Sudan.
Juba.
Maldives.
Mali.
Malta.
Valletta.
Poland.
Warsaw.
New Zealand.
Wellington.
Namibia.
Windhoek.
Georgia.
Tbilisi.
Singapore.
Singapore.
Ecuador.
Quito.
Dominica.
Pass.
And that's all I've got.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my God.
Within well, 30, there we go.
I tell you what, I've been part of some amazing radio in my time. But this is right up there. I'm not telling you your score. I'm not allowed to. But I will say this. You've done well.
Yeah. Let's bring in Troy. Bring in Troy. All right. Here he comes.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it.
I almost just swore.
That was stunning.
I almost said... Me dead.
Did you go home and study?
Okay, Troy, I'm not going to lie.
Week. I had a look.
I'm not going to lie, Troy. The heat is on.
Oh, okay. One.
The heat is on.
You oh almost swore, did you?
I almost swore. Oh, can you put your chair up a bit? Because you look. It's like Rove just turned up to do the Hoovians on ABC 2.
Is that better?
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your time starts after the completion of the first country.
You have 30 seconds. Relax, enjoy yourself. Yeah. You're going to kill this.
You are. Iran.
Tehran.
El Salvador.
San Salvador.
Latvia.
Pass.
Cambodia.
Laos.
Papua New Guinea.
Port Moresby.
Kenya.
Nairobi.
Jamaica.
Kingston.
South Sudan.
Pass.
Maldives.
Malai.
Malta.
I don't know that one.
Over to you, Marty.
Over to me. Troy passed on Latvia. It is Riga.
Riga.
And I have heard of that. I think you said Laos for Cambodia.
Yeah, it's another country,
isn't
it?
It's Phnom Penh.
Oh, yes.
And you passed on South Sudan, which is Juba.
Oh, yeah.
Never even heard of it.
No.
This one's out of the box because Will's just put together one of the great 30 seconds Troyograph Wills of all time.
Oh, really?
Well, time to spare.
He passed on the final question, Dominica.
Do you know Dominica?
No.
Rosau?
No.
Rosu? Rosau.
Mm. No, haven't heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Either have I. I don't even know how to say it. But in unbelievable news for Will, he got, of a possible 17, he came away from Troy's Troyograph, Will, with 16 correct answers.
Oh, my God.
I know.
16 from 17.
Wow.
It was really amazing.
I feel like my head is on fire.
Unbelievable, Will. Well done.
Exploded all over the studio.
Oh, my God. 16.
It was wonderful. It's dripping off the roof in here.
Will.
Marty Shingold, now on Triple M.
Dunce Academy's for everyone.
Mm. It is.
You could be Margaret Court or you could be this bloke. And this bloke looks like an absolute dunce. I was lucky enough to live life without Tinder because Tinder does nothing for me. The idea of someone knocking on your door at 2 o'clock in the morning who's an absolute stranger, have a little bit of chit-chat and then rip
it's
into it.
Not all really like that.
Yeah, you want to go out for a coffee date first or something. I would have thought.
We're old school. but young people today just seem to bump into each other and then end up committing to a relationship they should never have gotten into and then bailing out of it at the first sign of rough weather.
There's lots of options because there's lots of apps.
I know. Let's try another app. I'm unhappy with Tinder. Oh, well, let's do Bumble. Ugh.
Or Hinge.
Or Hinge. Or all the ones you did.
I did all three. they always start out great and then they turn into this gross cesspool, which Tinder is.
Mm.
Hinge, I think, still has an element of datey.
And there's still questions you have to answer on Hinge. Mm. I asked Lauren to explain to me earlier the difference between Hinge and Tinder.
Because Bumble, the women have to message first.
Bumble, women are in control.
Tinder, it's just
whatever.
It seems to be
just a free-for-all of potting strangers.
Yeah. Do you remember the one where if you walked past someone?
I do remember. I also had that one.
It's called Stranger Danger. That's called role play.
Yes. It was like if your phone got within a certain amount of distance from another phone.
Keep walking. That's what it's called.
Are you telling me you were on that one as well?
Yeah.
When did you get time to work?
What were you hoping for out of that one?
Oh, God, I don't know. I was successful.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually. Mm. 600 guys later.
It was I had a lot of free meals, okay? A lot of free drinks.
It was called
You fed yourself for about Which three one? Or 4 years.
Happen. With no E.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like listener. Like listener.
Yes. No E.
No E.
L-I-S-T-N-R.
Curate your own listening experience.
Listen to the podcast of this show on Listener. It's great.
Absolutely mad if you don't. Yeah. You don't understand platforms or listening.
Correct.
What about this dunce? A man roasted for insufferable Tinder profile. Mm. A man on Tinder's been ruthlessly trolled after he boasted about having sessions with some of the most beautiful women in the world. In his bio, the man named Paul claimed that looks were by far a woman's most important asset. Looks, by far.
In capitals, by far.
The accompanying photo showed Paul posing for a mirror selfie in his underwear and describing his job as telling other men what to do. Have a look at this peanut.
Is that his profile pic?
That's his pic. I mean, I'll give it to him. He's cut.
He's fit.
And he's got a fair-sized weapon on him by the looks of this photo.
I think he's put something down his
I do
hands.
Too.
Like, yeah. That
I
is
to be. It's an old-school zucchini wrapped in alfoil.
It looks like he's put an actual eggplant down there.
Yeah, and then fashioned the end of it into what we would recognise as a penis.
Yeah.
I see average and ugly women every day, everywhere I go, says Paul. Why would I want to associate with more of them on dating sites? Please be an 8.5 or better.
That's very
0.5.
Specific. 8.5.
What's the
what
point
if you're
five?
An 8? What if you're an 8?
Yeah, well,
then don't even bother messaging.
Can you
swiping
slide
whatever.
Through as an 8?
No.
If you put heels on? Paul said he needed something nice to keep my attention before claiming that women who he didn't consider beautiful weren't worth the time. Mm-hmm. This is this bloke. In closing, says Paul, looks are by far a woman's most important asset, and any woman that doesn't get that is an idiot. Then he finishes with one of the great quotes. Here's the math. I hate the word math.
Yeah.
So American, it makes me sick. Here's the math. Ugly women equals weak man. Got it?
Then
he put
sense.
He put an exclamation mark, not a question mark.
Yeah.
What a dunce. It's the Dunce Academy.
Hey, if you want to follow us on Instagram, do that. Just search at Marty Shergold Show. You can slide into our DMs too. It may be featured on the podcast.
Yeah. Valet Mary Ward. Now that name may not immediately ring a bell for you, but Mary's passed away at the wonderful age of 106.
Mm.
She was best known for her role as Mum in Prisoner, a show that Troy and I have just decided was right in the peak years of our TV watching.
Started in 79, final episode December 86.
And all of the cast and crew of those days will remember, I'm sure, Mary fondly. And she was a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
What a wonderful character Mum was in that show. The wizened sort of mentor of many a young prisoner.
Yeah, she was.
Her nephew, Mark Braheny, said the family would visit Mary regularly until the lockdown restrictions were enforced. I hope she wasn't alone at the end.
Yeah.
I hate these stories where you think about beautiful old people sitting there on their own.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I know how that makes me feel.
I know how that makes you feel.
Just a bit of something that's not on the sheet.
Mm.
Do you know that she was one of the first female radio announcers at the ABC?
Was she really?
She read letters on air and played music requests in her broadcast.
After Prisoner or before?
I think before.
Yeah, I'd say before. Yeah. We should read letters on air. Someone wants to write us a long hand.
We've had a couple of letters.
People have.
Oh, we had Fruity McFruit write us a letter. No. No, we don't describe them as Fruity McFruit.
No, all of our listeners are great.
Yes. Yes, I apologise, Matthew. My apologies. After Prisoner, Mary went on to appear as Dee in Sons and Daughters. She had a six-decade acting career, which is unheard of these days.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we all know what actors are like. First sign of trouble.
Yeah, well, you're
they
one.
They do a trade. Just throw the bloody plan B into action.
Marty. Radio.
Radio's Marty's plan B.
Just weak as piss actors. Not Mary, though.
Mm-mm.
She just muscled it out.
Yeah.
She did a country practice. The Henderson Kids, another one of my favourite shows, with the beautiful and gorgeously talented
person.
The Henderson Kids. What was her name? Nadine Garner.
Oh.
She
I wasn't big on the Henderson Kids.
I loved Nadine. Still
not
do.
Alex Papps?
Oh, the smear. I love Alex.
Marika Hardy?
Yeah. Mariachi Hardy. Isn't she a writer now? Is that the same woman? Or have I made that
up?
Neighbours, Blue Heelers. I've really enjoyed acting very much, says Mary. But I left my acting days behind me and I'm enjoying my retirement, she told the senior in June 2017. Mm. Well, God love you, Mary. Well done.
Yeah, what a career. Valet.
Oh, my God, hang on.
Yeah.
She lived through two world wars and two global pandemics after being a child during the Spanish flu.
She gets it.
She totally gets locked down.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Boris Johnson's back in the news. He's in isolation.
He can brush his hair, as Loz suggested this morning. He's in ISO.
His hair.
What's
he doing?
I think he just gets up, doesn't he, and gets on with his day.
But you're the Prime Minister.
I know. It is weird. I've always wondered why.
It's become his trademark, though, hasn't it?
Oh, but he's like a character, Boris Johnson.
He's a scruffy, lovable guy.
Lovable?
Mm. With a big silver spoon. Fair up his date.
I shook hands with everyone. And then I got COVID.
He almost died, didn't he?
He was really unwell last year. He was very unwell.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that was before or after the police were called to the incident with his girlfriend.
After.
I think it was after.
And I'm not sure. Yeah. I think he might be a pig.
Mm.
But the jury's out.
Right.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will spend 10 days self-isolating after contact with a confirmed coronavirus case, reversing an earlier announcement that he would not have to quarantine. 10 Downing Street said on Sunday that the Prime Minister and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak were both alerted overnight by England's Test and Trace phone app. Oh, they've got a different name for this. Hmm. Test and Trace. Mr Johnson had a meeting on Friday with Health Secretary Sajid Javid, who tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. People who are notified through the app are supposed to self-isolate. Well, jury's out in here in a couple of incidents as well.
Mm-hmm.
No one's been notified in here.
No one's been notified in here. Someone may be about to be.
And if one of us were notified, we'd do the right thing.
We would be doing the right thing.
Are you kidding? That's how we roll.
Yeah.
Though it's not a legal requirement, contacts of positive cases usually are advised to self-isolate for 10 days.
Like so many hundreds of thousands of other people across the country, I've been pinged, I've been asked to self-isolate by the test, trace and isolate system after I've been in contact with somebody who has COVID, in this case, of course, the Health Secretary, Sajid Javid.
It sounds like he's self-isolating in the bottom of the toilet.
He's just down the hall in the disabled toilets. In a touch of irony, his spell in isolation comes as his government prepares to lift remaining lockdown measures on Monday.
We're going tomorrow into step four. We're doing a big opening up. This is the right moment, but we've got to do it cautiously.
they're just opening the doors, aren't they, and hoping it works out without too many people dying.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're highly vaccinated now.
Yeah, about 70%,
isn't
it?
Their goal is just...
They're gonna have massive issues. Massive issues. And I think they're still getting an enormous amount of cases per day.
Yes.
And the death rate's still quite high.
Yeah.
Nightclubs can reopen in England for the first time since March 2020. Jesus. Sports and entertainment venues can admit capacity crowds. Well, we saw Wimbledon recently. There wasn't a mask in sight.
The Formula One in the UK, I'm pretty sure it was 140,000 spectators.
Why are we asking the question, did you miss your own party?
Can't go out and celebrate the fact that... Uh-oh.
Well, we just had the lights.
the lights go out in the entire building.
We're still on air.
Yeah. We're okay in the studio.
He missed out the, you know, everything's reopening. He can't go and join in the reopening celebration.
He's stuck in quarantine.
When the whole of England's opening up.
On the 23rd of Jan, just quickly.
Yeah.
There was 1,300 COVID deaths in the UK.
On the 23rd of January.
Today, there's 41 this week per day. So
in terms of deciding you're opening your country up.
Mm.
But they're opening based on that, not cases.
280 deaths a week.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just old people, as we've always said, who cares? I'm joking, Matthew.
Not Jesus what we have Christ, always said.
I agree with you, Matthew. If it's old people, it's fine.
No, why did you not say that?
Can you settle down? Did you miss your own party?
I'm shuffling.
Like, yeah. Maybe you missed your 18th because you got blind half an hour into it and had to go to bed.
I actually did that on my 25th.
I know you did.
Apparently it was a good night, though, without me. Did it happen to you?
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Boris Johnson's in lockdown at the moment in the UK.
Yeah.
After someone in the parliament there tested positive. So he's had to self-isolate. So he's missing his own Freedom Day.
Yes.
Which I think is happening today in the UK, is it not? Freedom Day.
Nightclubs have been closed for 18 months. First time they've been open.
Whole join up.
Yeah.
They've just gone, you know what? We're just going to have to live with this virus in the community.
No rules now about standing, too close to people, all that sort of stuff.
It's going to cost some lives, obviously, but they've said we don't care. We don't care because financially it's crippling us and we need to keep moving forward.
Mm.
If a few people die, a few people die.
Yeah.
About 40 people a day are dying in the UK.
Yeah, but the vast majority of their population is vaccinated.
What is the percentage?
It's about 70%.
70%?
Yeah. It's the highest in the world, I believe.
Yeah, right. So anyway, they're having a tilt at seeing how that goes for them.
Yeah, see how it works
out. The rest of the world will watch on with interest to see if that is something that's sustainable. Who knows?
Mm.
I mean, do you know what I mean? How many more mutations of this virus do we have to put up? Like, it's Delta now.
I don't even want to think about it.
You know, it could be Copernicus in 6 months' time and killing everyone.
90% of the adult population has had at least the first vaccine dose.
Oh, there you go.
How's ours going?
13%.
With Greg Hunt?
No, 90%.
Yeah, for us.
Oh, ours, yeah.
About 13%.
Can we get Greg Hunt on the phone, Matthew? Obviously, I'm joking. God, what a disaster.
We got some messages on Insta, Will.
Did you miss your own party?
Missed your own party.
Well, Chris, I like Chris's because it reminded me of a party that we nearly tried to have.
Mm-hmm.
Had a pub crawl for my 30th, CBD to Preston, with the final stop back in the CBD. Mm. Went a bit too hard in the first five stops and never made it to the final stop at Retro CBD.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit close to home for us.
It's like one of our lunches.
Well, we never made it to the pub crawl. We just...
Well, our intention was to have the pub crawl.
Yeah.
But then we got hassled by a venue that we'd already dropped a credit card deposit on.
So we had to go there.
And we sort of felt like we had to go there or they were going to take heaps of money off us.
That's right.
But it was fun there.
It was lovely.
It was lovely.
It was meant to be a walking tour from memory. And we
were going to swing past Lawrence Joint and other places along the way.
Did 10 steps that day.
Yeah.
No closing of the
rings. Espresso martini.
Far and back.
Any others?
Not really.
Oh.
I read it and it wasn't really
we
on.
We dedicated a break to this, Will.
Yeah. I thought you had stuff for us.
I said we had two and then there was only the one.
Well, I've got a feeling someone in this room's going to miss their own party shortly. William.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Sense of wine. How's this? A 70-year-old bottle of Penfolds Grange from 1951 has just been sold for $142,000.
Wow.
$142,000.
That is a massive amount of money for wine.
You could buy a Porsche for that, or you could stay at Mykonos in their most expensive villa for 20 nights. I like this little list. You could buy 178 bottles of Penfolds Grange.
It's a house
from 2014.
Deposit.
It's a house deposit, easy. 43,000 Peronis. That's a good number. It's been bought as a collector's wine. It's not to be drunk, according to Penfolds' chief winemaker, Peter Gago. Ever had a Grange?
I have had one.
We had the tennis.
We all had
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I fell asleep at the table.
I left a job not long ago, some of you may remember, and I was given a bottle of Grange.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, it was before that as a result of a disagreement I had with someone in the executive. And it was their way of apologising, DC, because of course I was right.
Of course you were right.
So they bought me a bottle of Grange and I was so angry with them I drank it on the spot.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I didn't bother to cellar it. I thought, you know what? I don't even want your gift in my house, but I am going to drink it.
Mm. Was it good?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
The person who gave it to me was a turd. That's a separate story.
Okay. I want to get to the bottom of that story.
I'll tell you about it right now off air.
Oh, God, thank you. I just said off air.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
A little bird told me.
A Little Bird told me.
Yes.
We're just updating out of the 8 o'clock news. We're just updating what's trending on Twitter around the country and more particularly, hopefully, in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Just to give you a little handle on where you're at.
Getting you up to date with what's happening.
Beautifully said, Joy, as always.
Just try.
Concise.
I'm at best.
You're like a dictionary.
I don't look like one.
You do not. Not unless dictionaries are the hottest blokes in Australia.
And then
you're our guy. You have got a giant scratch on your face at the moment.
That
has taken some of the sting out of your sex appeal. I'm not going to lie.
It makes him sexier.
You really?
Oh, thanks, Loss. That was my dog.
Yeah. I know. I
was trying to wrestle him from running across a road on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cheeky like that.
He's very cheeky. He's very excitable.
That's boxers for you, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's right.
They're a fun breed.
So much fun.
They're a little bit of hard work early days.
Yeah.
But then when they settle down when they're about 14 or 15, they're beautiful dogs for about 6 days before they die.
Well, he's just a pup. So I've got a long wait.
We had a boxer when I was a kid. They are mad.
Yeah, they're mad.
Trending on Twitter at the moment, hashtag SurvivorAU. Now, I am not a Survivor fan, but I'm working with two people who are enjoying Survivor in Will and Loz. What's happening on Survivor?
Oh, tribal councils and challenges.
The usual stuff.
We're only two eps in.
So who's on it?
Gavin Wanganeen, Brownlow medalist.
The Wang.
From Port Adelaide and Essendon. He's probably the only high profile.
Oh, this is Brains versus Brawns, isn't it?
And can I tell you, some of these brawn people are just unbearable.
What qualifies you as brawn?
The athletes, strength, sporting people.
Prison guard.
Yeah, prison guard.
But we don't know anyone other than Wangers?
No.
No, but Survivor's usually just
normal people.
And the Brains is like, there's a GP in there who's also a little bit of a...
Yeah, and like veterinarians.
There's George,
and...
who Will described him as, what did you call him?
I called him extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
He's unbelievable.
It's why?
It's like he's a character.
A parody of a person.
Oh, yeah. And what's his occupation?
He works in politics, political aid or something like that. He's really,
You don't like
good
him?
Fun.
It's a fun
one. Oh, you do like him.
No,
okay.
Not really.
Coming in at number two on the list of things trending around Australia and the more particularly Melbourne, Shut Up Jeff hashtag. What's that about?
So Jeff Kennett tweeted about how Victoria needs greater certainty than is being offered and how many Victorians are in hospital today because of COVID, and he got a lot of blowback.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing I know about Jeff is no one could do it as well as Jeff could have in his own mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's one of those blokes.
Yeah.
You couldn't possibly do anything as well as Jeff could do it. He's just a... Bit of self-censorship there.
Well done.
Good job.
He really ripped the heart out of Melbourne in his early days, Jeff. Education, health, right down to the tram conductors.
He was responsible for getting the Grand Prix, wasn't he, to Melbourne?
I don't think so. I reckon that was earlier than Jeff. Or maybe it wasn't. It was really Ron Walker.
I remember
it was really Ron Walker that got the GP here.
In the check jacket, throwing the sand over the journos down at Albert Park.
I saw him at lunch many years ago wearing the most ridiculous outfit I think I've ever seen a man wearing. It was all pastels.
He loves a pastel.
He loves like a big pink jumper and a red shirt.
You've
and
got a
green pants and brown shoes.
You like
it was like Humphrey B. Bear had just turned up.
You like a mauve t-shirt?
Sure.
It's pastel in colour.
Hashtag permission to dance. No one on Hot 100. What's that about?
That's BTS.
Oh, BTS. Oh, Korean, South Korean.
Seven-piece boy band.
Oh, the boy band.
They've got the biggest song in the world again.
That's that.
Yeah, Permission to Dance.
Have we got any audio of Permission to Dance?
We'll get some.
We're not playing. We haven't added Permission to Dance, Matthew?
It hasn't been added.
Rick from Knoxville's ringing the show at the moment. Hold on the line, Rick. Someone will answer it when we get a phone operator attached to the show.
You are ridiculous today.
Yeah. You are mischievous today.
In a world full of bad news, we want to talk about your good news.
Just let's go positive here for a moment, because the temptation when you're in a deep lockdown again like we are is to get negative. If you've had any good news at all, God, give us a ring.
Yes.
And we'll just hear you and what you've got to say. And hopefully that'll be contagious for all of us. And we can go, you know what? There is some good news around at the moment.
Something you're excited about.
It could be the smallest thing in the world. You might have got your buddy you might have cut a good deal on a car over the weekend.
Yeah, something fun and positive that's going on in your world.
Lozzie, you've found a Good News website.
I have, goodnewsnetwork.org.
And what have they got to say for themselves?
Well, a student has invented a toilet that converts poop into energy.
Well, that just makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Why has that taken so long?
A man has given his terminally ill dog one last walk up their beloved mountain in a wheelbarrow.
Oh, he took him up in a wheelbarrow.
And he's got blankets and pillows. I can't look at it.
No, that's good and bad news.
It is.
Good news for him, but bad news for the dog.
Yeah.
Dementia cases have declined by 13% in US and Europe every decade since 88, researchers found.
I did not know that.
No.
So dementia is actually on the down.
Yeah, on the decline.
I'm surprised by that because it's such a headline-grabbing illness, isn't it?
Well, what is your good news?
Yes, please.
Chrissy in Glenroy.
Hello. My daughter-in-law, who's pregnant with twins, her water broke this morning and she's delivering her babies today.
Oh. Chrissy, great news. Is this going to be your first grandchildren?
It is my second, but they are identical boys.
Oh my God, so identical boys. You can watch them bash each other for years, Chrissy.
Enjoy, Chrissy.
Got all that ahead of you. Just imagine having two twin boys just bowling around your house until they're about 18.
They're busy.
It's a lot going on, isn't there? Mm.
John,
you all right, mate? You seem a bit stressed.
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
We're spreading our instas.
All right.
John in Croydon. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. So, one second.
Crickets.
Crickets.
That's normally where the North Melbourne theme song
is. Oh, right.
John!
It's a rebuild.
We've labelled him John North Melbourne guy.
Well, he has a butt.
What's your good news, John?
But the rise and rise of the young North Melbourne team.
Yes.
They are improving rapidly.
They are.
And it's very exciting. So, you know, been on the wagon since pre-Noble, I reckon that they're going to be awesome in the next few years.
Are you new to North, John?
No, definitely not new.
mate, I foolishly said they wouldn't win a game this year and said that publicly, so every now and then you've got to eat humble pie and you get egg on your face, much like Gladys Berejiklian, and I'm certainly going through that process now.
Good on you, John. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jill.
It is good news. North is good news.
Yeah, it's definitely good news. Jill in Croydon.
Haven't heard that before. That was nice. Hey, Jill.
Oh, hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm wonderful, mate. What's your good news?
That's good. Look, I'm a writer, and my sister was an amazing artist who unfortunately passed away from MND just in April this year.
Well, that's awful news, Jill. So which bit of this is good?
It is, yes, it's good. Look, I wrote a fairly lengthy article on her, submitted it to quite a few publications and got a lot of knockbacks, but it's going into the magazine Mind Food in a September edition with pictures of her artwork.
How lovely, Jill. So you found somebody who'll publish that piece that you've written about her.
Yeah. So it'll get her artwork, which was amazing. She managed to do quite a few pieces in the last sort of months of her life with an MND theme.
Oh, we'll send some through to us, Jill, and we'll whack it on the Insta.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Beautiful story, Jill. That is great news. Well done. Isn't that lovely?
That's beautiful.
Good on you,
Thanks
Jill.
Thanks for calling. And
loved
Helen,
her sister.
In Somerville, what's your good news?
My mum's 86 and rides a mobile scooter, and on Thursday she was hit by a car.
Oh, God.
But she's all fine. She's just got bruises and black eyes and everything. The doctors are amazed.
Helen, that's good news.
Well,
that's
good news.
Because it could have been worse. 86-year-old getting hit by a car on a mobility scooter could have been very bad news.
Absolutely.
Still pretty bad.
And the police and ambulance were all fabulous, arrived in seconds and...
Know how I feel about Thank first God. Responders, Helen. Overrated. Yeah,
no. No, please. Load of rot.
Helen knows I'm joking. Good news. Will, you've got a couple on Insta there, mate.
Our mate Sausage Legs.
Oh, what's Sausage Legs up to?
Last night got asked to be my mate Sticks groomsman.
Oh, that's lovely. Does that mean best man or groomsman?
I reckon just in the lineup.
Yeah. That's still good.
Yeah. It's not as good, though.
Still
it?
A spot.
It's a spot.
In
spot
the lineup.
A spot up the front.
Yep.
Froth Whitlam.
Yeah.
Fun name.
Yeah.
Bought a Cadillac. Been dreaming about it for 15 years.
Wow.
Good news for Froth Whitlam.
Bought a Cadillac. What a great thing to buy.
Yeah.
Lil says, my tight-ass husband finally bought me a Dyson.
I know who that. She's brilliant.
Yep. Oh, you know
she's
her?
She's a big fan. Is she's the one with the Shigsy tattoo.
Oh, is she? Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know her. She's lovely.
And Jack reckons Macca's threw in an extra cheeseburger yesterday.
What, so just...
Just a bonus.
Oh, an extra cheeseburger?
I know. How do you make that mistake?
Normally, it's just a nuggy.
I will always, for the table, buy a couple of extra cheeseburgers. Just for the table.
Yeah. Oh. For the table or for you?
Because you can inhale a cheeseburger. Yes, it's can. Like you haven't even had a burger.
Yeah.
Will?
One more serious one, because this is actually really nice. Erica says, I donated a kidney to my brother in March, and after a rough few months for him, he's healthy and the kidney isn't being rejected.
Oh, my God.
Seems like great. That one was all about Erica letting us know
she'd done something. Bronnie on the Bellarine Peninsula.
Hello, Bronnie.
Hi.
I believe that you rang and we've rung you back because I was talking about the passing of Mary Ward at 106 yes. years of age, who was a beautiful old woman and a wonderful actress. People will remember her from Prisoner. And I suggested that I hope Mary hadn't passed away on her own in lockdown.
Yeah.
Because she's in an aged care home.
Yeah. I work in an aged care home. Yeah. I do night shifts.
Yeah.
And I can assure you that would never happen.
Isn't that? It's a relief, Bronnie, because sometimes we hear a lot about aged care that we don't really understand because a lot of us don't have anything to do with aged care yet.
Yeah.
And aged care seems to be getting a real pounding through these pandemics of staff moving around amongst different facilities and not being vaccinated and people passing away in the early days. How's your experience of it all going, Bronnie?
Look, it was tough in the beginning. Thankfully, I haven't worked anywhere that has had COVID in it.
Yes.
But we still have palliative and people in lockdown do still pass away. We tend to take it in shifts with the staff that are on, and sometimes staff will come in off their own time and sit with people. I've personally gone in and sat there and read a book to more than one person while they're in their last hours.
Oh, it's an amazing thing that you do, Bronnie.
Oh, thank you. It's not just me. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But it is a wonderful thing to do to be there with someone as they pass away. I can't imagine what that's like.
It's an honour.
It is. What a beautiful
on your Bronnie.
Position. It is an honour, Bronnie. You're doing wonderful work. Well done. I'd give you a show bag, but it doesn't feel right.
It seems empty,
doesn't it, to just offer a show bag?
Is the Bellarine Peninsula near Hastings? No, it's wrong.
No, it's the other side. Yeah.
Maybe just a... Maybe
geography, I told you.
Maybe Matthew just a bumper sticker for Bronnie. She's doing such good
work.
We'll
sort something out for Bronnie.
Actually, now that I've had a chance to think about it, nothing for Bronnie.
No!
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Matt Damon. He's back in the news. Matt Damon! From, what's the name of that film?
Good Will Hunting?
No.
Oh, Team America.
Team America.
Yeah, that was Robin Williams, I think.
Team America is so funny.
It's hilarious. If you haven't watched it, watch it. Will and I had one of the great show polls going there for a while.
Sheer polls. It's your name.
Yeah, no, I forgot what it was called. Whether Matt Damon was a better actor than Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, that's right.
Yeah. Will was all over Matt Damon as a better actor, which stunned me because prior to that I respected Will. But after that, a little bit of the shine rubbed off him because Matt Damon is not a better actor than Ben Affleck.
The shine rubbed off you.
It was like 75% of your audience agreed with me.
I don't have to agree with the audience.
No.
Don't try and hold that against me or over my head, or you and I are going to have a very rough day.
Matt Damon also has that annoying thing, which I hate, where his lip tone is the same colour as the rest of his face.
I hate that. I hate that about Matt Damon.
What colour do you want it to be?
Pinky.
Yeah, pinky. Like he's got, like he's alive, not dead inside, like the Hemsworths. I don't like his relationships with the Hemsworths, Elsa Pataky, and the rest of the crew.
Yeah,
you got her name right.
And we found out an interesting bit of information about Elsa Pataky. prior to her being with Chris Hemsworth, she was dating Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody. Yeah.
Who I'm watching at the moment in Blinders.
Who is now with Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife.
Adrian Brody.
What a love triangle area of things.
Who's his nose dating at the moment?
Harvey.
Matt Damon has revealed his 15-year-old daughter only watches the films she thinks are bad so that she can give him a hard time.
Oh, I love this.
This is classic teenage Perfect. Girl stuff.
Well done.
That's why
her.
She's never watched Good Will Hunting, because he's good in that.
Yeah. Not interested in that
Not interested in that one. He said, my daughter said, hey, remember that movie you did, The Wall? Have any of you guys seen The Wall? It is awful.
Is it?
The Great Wall.
Yeah. He goes, oh, it was called The Great Wall. And she goes, Dad, there was nothing great about that movie.
Good stuff.
Just having a shot of
well
her, Dad.
Well done to her.
He said, she keeps my feet firmly on the ground. It sounds like she does. But if you want to watch an awful Matt Damon movie, The Great Wall is the one to watch. It's some weird, you know, those weird Japanese-style movies where people suddenly start flying up onto things.
Oh, I hate those sort of movies.
It's one of those ones that they're somehow crowbarred Matt Damon into.
It's Chinese, by the way. It's The Great Wall of China.
Oh.
Five seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
On Melbourne's Triple M, it is the Marty Shigold Show. And July 20 today.
July 20.
Where did this month go?
What? Belting along, isn't it? Doesn't hurt when you have a couple of weeks off in the month as well.
Yeah.
That's true.
1932, an injured Babe Ruth entertains the touring Australian cricketers in his private box at Yankee Stadium. Isn't that lovely?
We haven't gotten to that bit yet.
His New York Yankees beat Chicago. And the Babe meets the Don that day.
This is it here.
Isn't that wonderful?
Went a bit early, didn't I? Yeah,
Babe Ruth meets Don Bradman.
That is lovely.
Arguably the two men who were at the pinnacle of their individual sports and then, as life has continued, became known as the face of those sports.
They probably would have been good at each other's respective sports, I imagine.
Yeah.
I wonder if they
good
had
hand
a hit.
Eye.
Don must have picked up a bat, surely, and had a swing. I heard he was dinging him into the bleachers.
Yeah.
Really, just like clear the bay stuff. Crack.
Out of the ballpark?
Absolutely out of the ballpark. I think it would be easier for a cricketer to pick up a baseball bat than it would be for a baseball batter to play cricket.
Is that because of spin and things like that?
Because you've got to play with a straight bat in cricket. Most
of
the time.
Also,
defensively,
the baseball is more narrow than the cricket bat. I mean,
Why don't you sit this one out? You sit this one out and we can talk about this later, just you and I.
The baseball bat is narrower than the cricket bat.
Yes.
So it would be harder to hit the ball.
It takes a bit more technique, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay, you've done really well.
We got there.
Wow, that was a fun chat. Woman-splaining. I just got woman-splained the difference between bats. I loved it. It was a real turn up for the books for our relationship.
Here if you need.
Normally I'm explaining stuff to you, heaps of stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
It's quite a turnaround.
You love that. 1986, British Open men's golf at Turnberry. Australian Greg Norman wins his first major championship at even par. At even par. Five strokes clear of the runner-up, Gordon G. Brand.
Jay
Brand. Why are we playing the Jaws thing?
Isn't he the shark?
The shark.
Of course.
Yeah. See, that was me. I came up with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were joking.
Were you joking? Today.
No, I wasn't. Oh.
He also thinks a shark isn't an animal.
True.
Yes.
I know it's a fish. I know it's a fish.
We work that out now.
1994, O.J. Simpson offers $500,000 reward for evidence of his ex-wife's killer.
Oh, OJ.
Oh, come on, Jesus. Wind it up.
Yeah. He thinks he does.
Wind it up.
It's too much.
1996, Barry Hall debuts for St. Kilda.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. 88 games at the Saints.
88 games at the Saints. He was a journeyman in the end, wasn't he?
162 at the Swans, including the 05 Premiership.
And then Footscray.
And then 39 with the Dogs.
How many all up?
289. 746 goals.
Good career.
Very good career.
Good career. Had a couple of absolute brain explosions.
Yeah.
Like when he punched Justine Schofield's partner.
Brent Staker.
Yeah, almost punched his head off.
Mm.
I think he got about 12 weeks for that, didn't he?
I think it was eight.
Eight. Deserved 12, nearly killed him. 2007, Jack Revolt debuts for Richmond.
It was seven games for Barry. Just don't call.
It was seven games?
Yeah.
For
Barry Hall.
Barry Hall. We had a little bit of fun comparing Jack and Nick Revolt's careers through the week. They're very similar, aren't they?
So Jack played his 300th game, obviously. He's now kicked 706 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Revolt, 336 games for 718 goals.
So 12 goals difference and he's 36 games behind.
He'll get him.
Oh, he'll get him for sure. All Australian honours, club best and fairest. I mean, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I raised the question, have two cousins ever been better at football?
And Daisy said Ben was pretty good.
No, that's right. Daisy did one of his Daisy jokes.
It was fun.
It was fun. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
2020, this time last year, Victorian COVID cases were 347.
On this day?
On this day last year. So that puts Sydney in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Is that total or new cases?
New cases for that day.
Oh, wow.
Because we were racking them up.
Oh, yeah. It was like that every day.
It was like that every day. Then it got to 750.
Yeah.
Remember that? And we were like, holy hell.
That was quite a grim day.
It was really grim and people were dying. Oh, and people were so stressed out. Just wouldn't end. Birthdays on this day. Natalie Wood would have been turning 83 had she not met potentially foul play.
Oh.
With Robert Wagner.
Yeah, the suggestion has been over the years that the allegation certainly was that Robert Wagner may have been involved in Natalie Wood's death. He was on the boat with Christopher Walken and Natalie was not on the boat at the end of that night.
I did not know that.
It's a very interesting story.
It's intriguing what's going on there night.
Well, there's something for me to research this afternoon.
A lot of question marks.
As you're tucking yourself in
under the doona
for a nap.
Watch a documentary on it.
I will.
There's lots of
Yeah, good tip.
Chris Cornell passed away on this day.
No. It's his birthday.
My apologies. Chris Cornell would have been turning 57. Black hole sun, won't you come? And in one of those sort of unfortunate, tragic circumstances, Chris Cornell took his own life couple of months ago. And on this day in 2017, Chester Bennington took his life on what was Chris Cornell's birthday because they had a deep friendship.
Yeah.
On this day?
No, on this day. Jesus.
July 20th. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
Loz. What do you got for us mistake-wise on the show today?
In top six at six, we mentioned that Chris Judd might be moving to politics.
Yes.
Because he was seen at Parliament House.
Mm.
We wondered if he's a Carlton guy or a West Coast guy.
What he considers himself as.
I said he's definitely Carlton.
Because he played eight games more at Carlton?
Yeah, but he won a Brownlow for both.
And he won a flag at the Eagles.
Yes. We got a text saying, I think Juddy might actually be on the Carlton board. So he'll probably consider himself a Carlton man. He'll step down from the board at the end of this season.
Mm.
So he's still on the board now.
Is he?
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Until the end of the season and then maybe a move to politics.
That's a good point. If you're on the board, you probably consider yourself that.
Yeah, exactly. Club. He's chosen that.
Mm. Well, it's close to home as well.
Uh-huh. And also, his kids support both.
Hard like to be on the West Coast board when you're living in Brighton. I mean, I think it's just geographical for him.
Possibly.
No, I think it's his love for the club. Troy, you said that Jeff Kennett was responsible for bringing the Grand Prix here.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Ron Walker was.
Well, Melbourne began hosting the Grand Prix in 96 and Jeff Kennett was the premier. So he obviously had
96.
A lot to do with it.
When did he start? 92, 93?
Yeah, early 90s.
And then him, wasn't it?
Or was she after him?
No, she was before him.
Yeah, it was early 90s.
It was Steve Brax after Kennett, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Anyway. Yeah, right. I don't like giving Jeff credit for stuff.
Will has a little bit of sports trivia.
This came from Gary from Drysdale on the Bellarine Peninsula.
What's Gary again, reckon?
We've had two things in the Bellarine Peninsula.
Bellarine.
And neither of you can say it.
No.
Bellarine.
Bellarine,
you said.
You made up a word that had Bellarine. A B in it and then just left
it.
Oh,
I also thought it was New Hastings. So.
Yeah. Other side. We haven't had a great week. I thought Venus Bay was near. Where did I think?
Port Ferry.
You just agreed with me.
It's only 500 kilometres away from me.
And it's not near Wilson's Prom, which we said it was near.
And then I go, oh, it's near Wilson's Prom. And then a bloke rings up and goes, about 2 hours from there.
Yes. We were talking about Babe Ruth and the Don.
The Don meeting each other in the early 30s at Yankee Stadium.
And we were talking about they would have been good at their respective sports, baseball and cricket.
Yeah.
Alan Border, this is what Gary told us, Alan Border and Ian Chappell both played baseball before cricket.
Mm.
They played in the Claxton Shield.
I knew that about Ian Chappell. I didn't know. Ian Chappell still loves his baseball.
Yeah. And cricketers are often very good at golf too. Ricky Ponting apparently is phenomenal.
Well, Damien Fleming is very good at golf. I've had a few rounds with him over the years. He can knock the cover off it. They just have elite athletes in hand-eye games can move across sports.
That's what, yeah.
Because they're elite.
Imagine the Don playing golf.
Their hand-eye is just unbelievable. It's not human. I mean, think about Ricky Ponting and his pull and hook shot.
Yeah.
I mean, holy hell.
Mm.
Got half a second. Less. What else?
That's it.
Oh, thank God. I'm so done with this today. I'm
joking. It's been a very funny show.
It has been fun.
Good luck with the wintry weather today as well.
Stay long,
John's on.
Build a fort.
Send me your fort photos.
Oh, yeah. Through Insta at Marty Shegold Show.
The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M.
Oh, listen to the phone call before we go. The back ends from the Marty Shegold Show at Triple M.
Thanks to our very own Lauren Barry.
Remember, Insta at Marty Shegold Show. You can get in touch with the slot into our DMs. Will, people have done this.
People do it all the time.
And we thank them for it as well.
Yeah, thank you. Three quickies.
Can other people see what other people are writing?
No, not even messages.
That's why it's a direct message.
DM. Oh.
Yeah, direct.
Of course it is.
Yes. Mm. Into private. Our inbox.
It's a private inbox.
Is it?
You might want to get on board with it after all.
Three quickies, one from Joe. Proven gout remedy for Marty.
Oh, yeah. Well, that the other day. The medication I've been taking has cleared my gout up in about a week.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you're in pain.
And I put it off so long.
I know.
Because I convinced myself that I'd bruised my foot like an idiot, even though I've had gout before and know exactly what it feels like.
Yeah.
When it swapped to the other foot was the giveaway.
You ignored it for 2 weeks.
I ignored it for the whole holiday.
You even switched to your funny little shoes before you...
comedy shoes on.
Yeah.
I was convinced it was shoe-related.
Yeah. Oh, this bruise is contagious.
Oh, this bruise has moved to my other foot and it hurts like hell.
You can go back to your Birks now.
Oh, well, I always... the Birks.
Or your Blundstones, rather.
Yeah, I'm concerned that the heel...
You need to get insoles.
...is hurting my Achilles.
Get an insole. You're right, Boz. That'll fix it.
I think that little bit of heel is why I've had so many Achilles problems. You know what I mean?
Not the gout.
You don't want it
or the red
snap.
Wine.
I do not want it to snap.
You don't need a gout remedy. It's just got bicarbonate soda and... soda and soda.
Soda.
Soda and soda water, but you'll be fine.
Bicarb and soda water.
Yeah.
Break it all up.
Morning.
Like a drain.
Morning and night.
Just breaking down the hair in my feet.
But these ones are for the, these ones are for the back end because they're a bit...
crass.
They're on the edge of what we're going to do.
Okay. Fun.
This is from Nick Kelly, who...
We
know.
Who's Nick Kelly?
From the industry.
He works at the Hit Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the name.
In Sydney.
Central Coast.
Central Coast.
Nick Kelly. Hmm. What's he done?
He's got a record label as well, actually.
Does he?
Yeah. He's like a music...
He's very
manager.
Good.
He's got a blue tick.
I feel like I know Nick Kelly.
You might have met him at the Accras before.
Right.
Part of the Southern Cross family, Cross and Stereo family.
Yeah. Beautifully said. I think he'd be a listener guy for sure.
Yeah.
First time, long time, says Nick. For months, I've thought nearly daily about the time Marty suggested that Troy can do a really good Wendy Harmon.
Oh, no.
and I absolutely demand to hear it on the pod to stop this incessant loop of my brain.
Absolutely not.
I don't like
Troy's
this.
Face.
Absolutely not.
No, it's not very good.
No.
Maybe a direct message.
Not even one little word.
No, absolutely not.
This other one is from Luke.
Yeah.
Morning 9-inch calipers, Trojan, Flappy Matt, DC Alex, and of course the big Shigs himself. Been a big fan of the pod since day one. The club sandwich origin story being one of the all-time greats. I've got to ask though, what's the Alexa play Whitney crack?
Oh my God.
We haven't done that one for a while.
These are some dark DMs.
That is a dark one.
I'll pass it on, Luke, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to talk about it. So.
No, I think you can imagine what running a warm bath and asking Alexa to play Whitney Houston might involve.
Yes.
No, happiness.
Yeah.
Relaxation.
Just relaxing.
Just get in touch with us through Insta.
My bladder.
At Marty Sheargold Show. Chat to you next time from Triple M.
Alexa, play Whitney. Not that one.
Oh, my God.
Not yet.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Mucking around.